This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines are open for you right now at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they are here to help you. Again, the number to get on the air, 608-321-1310. You can learn more about Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website to learn more about Klaus Financial, about them, about the different services they offer. Also, you can listen back to previous podcasts, as well as sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, that all available at klausfinancial.com. And their telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number, 608-442-5637. And to get on the air this morning, give us a call live, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Joined this morning by C.J. Kloss and Malia Cuevas. C.J., how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Aren't you some sort of popular person, Sean? Like some sort of city? I don't know. I just feel like you're really important.
Yeah, I ran on something saying, I know Malia, and it worked really, really well.
Yeah, right.
I don't think that's, yeah. Congratulations, Sean.
Thank you so much, CJ. Malia, how are you doing this beautiful morning?
I'm doing great. I'm just equally not surprised, but very, very happy for you and happy for the future of politics now that you're involved.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And we've got some great stuff to cover this week. We're going to be talking about RMDs, required minimum distributions. We'll get all the ins and outs with our retirement planning professionals, C.J. Kloss and Malia Cuevas. As mentioned, phone lines are open. You can also learn more about Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. And their telephone number is 608-442-5637. Before we start talking RMDs, let's, of course, each and every week we do the Kloss Quiz Question Week. Let's take a look back at last week's question and get the answer there as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a great discussion on socially responsible investing, or ESG, with one of our contacts at Kloss. Josh Sterling joined us. And the question last week was, how long has socially responsible investing, or SRI, been around for? Over 50 years or for more than 200 years? And Ellis of Sun Prairie called in with a correct answer. It's been around for more than 200 years. So if this is a new concept to you, or you want to learn more about it, certainly listen to our podcast from last week. But congratulations to Ellis, and listen carefully today.
It was really a fantastic program last week. A lot of great information there. As Malia mentioned, you can listen back at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And a little bit later on the program, we will do this week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Chance to win a fantastic prize. Our friends from Kloss Financial have provided a $25 gift card to Home Goods. Tell you a little bit later on in the program how you can win that. Just a little tip if you listen closely to both the program, both the question and answer come up during the show. So as mentioned, we are covering a really important term, and when it comes to retirement planning for people who will be turning 73 this year, it's RMDs, isn't it, CJ?
It is, yeah. So we've talked quite a few times on the show about RMDs. Again, our industry loves acronyms just to shorten things up. And RMD stands for required minimum distribution. And you'll also hear something similar called MRDs, which is minimum required distributions. But truth be told, it's the same thing. So it is an important term that people need to become familiar with as they get into retirement and they start to look at where their income will be derived to meet their expenses. So a little history on retirement accounts and RMDs. First things first, the IRAs were created by Congress in 1974 to help workers take more control over their own retirement savings. In 1978, the 401k was created, and the Roth IRA came in 1997. So there's just kind of some timelines, as you can already see. These things are kind of normal parts of our lives now, but they haven't been around all that long, to be quite frank. Again, IRAs in 1974, 401ks in 78 makes you realize that these are really kind of newer savings vehicles. Now, right from the start of these accounts, RMDs were put into motion at the same time. And here was the concept. You know, you've been putting away money into a retirement account for, you know, three decades or more, and your accounts have been growing tax deferred in most circumstances. So that means when the money went in, you got a tax deduction. You did not pay tax on the money when it went in. Then it's been growing tax deferred over all those years. And this is all a good thing for your portfolio. But unfortunately, you cannot keep your retirement funds in your account indefinitely because the IRS does want to start collecting their tax monies at some point. Now, some people go, why? This is not fair. And truth be told, everybody, if you were involved in the IRS or even in running the country, you would recognize that keeping money in circulation is pretty critical. Money in circulation means money that is being used to purchase goods and services, pay wages, so on and so forth. And if there's too much money outside of circulation where the government can't get any tax revenue, it dramatically reduces their income, which reduces the services they can offer, yada, yada. Now, there's a healthy debate to be had around how much money the government should be spending, a very healthy debate, to be quite frank. But again, the idea of having money go back into circulation for tax revenue makes perfect sense. So again, when 401ks, IRAs were created simultaneously, this concept of, hey, we need to eventually get it back into circulation via a required minimum distribution in the future, that was born simultaneously. So some things to note, you can withdraw more than the minimum required amount. So again, if you actually think about the term required minimum distribution, that is a required minimum, not a required maximum. So you can always pull out more than the required minimum, but you have to pull out at least the minimum. And your withdrawals from your retirement accounts will be included in your taxable income, except for any part that was taxed before, known as your basis, or except for any part that would come out of a Roth account. Now again, Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks don't traditionally have required minimum distributions only because there's no tax benefit for the IRS to force you to pull money out of those accounts. There can be some exceptions to that as it relates to inherited Roth accounts, but that's a whole separate show. So for now, just realize these RMDs primarily apply to pre-tax retirement accounts, and the concept is to, at a particular age, force you to start pulling money out. And the reason they want to do that is because as that money comes out, it gets added to your taxable income and you start paying taxes on it, and then it gets back into general circulation.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number 608-442-5637. And if you'd like to get on the air this morning with your questions, CJ and Malia are here to help. All you got to do is give us a call, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. And CJ, you mentioned a particular age. What is that particular age?
Yeah, so exactly. The question is, when must you begin taking these distributions, and from what account must you take them, and how much is that required minimum distribution? So again, a lot of resources available online for this, but we'll give you kind of the highlights. So when? Well, the when has a little bit of education here to it. The SECURE Act, which stands for Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancements, of 2019 changed the age at which RMDs must begin. So again, when this was originally passed back in 1974-78 to create IRAs and 401ks, minimum distributions were born at the same time. Those minimum distributions used to begin when somebody turned 70 and a half. And yes, I did say 70 and a half, which don't ask me why they did this. This is just the dumbest idea ever. But it was 70 and a half for a long time. And then with the passing of the SECURE Act in 2019, that was changed to 72 for anybody who was not already 70 and a half. Then SECURE Act 2.0, that was passed at the end of 2022, now increases the age at which RMDs must begin to age 73 for those individuals who turn 73 on or after January 1st of 2023. So think of it this way. If you are not yet minimum distribution age, which think of that as if you're not yet 73, then more than likely your minimum distribution age is 73. Unless, so here's the final little twist, unless you were born after January 1st of 1960. So again, if you are not yet 73, then your minimum distribution age is probably 73, unless you were born after January 1st of 1960. By the way, I'm raising my hand because I was. Then your minimum distribution age is 75. Okay? So again, if you are not yet 73, then your minimum distribution age is either going to be 73 or 75, depending upon when you were born. So listen, this is confusing stuff. It's part of the reason we do this show. It's part of the reason why we have a job. But I would just let you know that, again, those ages have changed. And unfortunately, you are going to need to be very aware of those ages, because you don't want to miss a minimum distribution.
Really, it can be really confusing. The great thing is, of course, as you see CJ Malia, they are great at explaining this stuff. And of course, they're here to help you. If you've got a question, the phone lines are open right now. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Gets you on the air with Malia and CJ. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, that's 608-442-5637. So we talked about the when. Let's talk about the where. We'll get those details and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Phone lines are open for you right now at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Get you on the air this morning with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, that number, 608-442-5637. Talking about three letters that can have a big impact and a lot to know about RMDs, what they are, how they have changed, and what's important to know when it comes to them. And Malia, we just got done learning a little bit about the when we would need those. What about the where? So where from do RMDs need to be taken from, and how much do we need to take out of those accounts?
Yeah, so lots of variables here, but the where is, at least at this point, a little clearer. Minimum distribution rules apply to traditional IRAs, SEP IRAs, simple IRAs, and also 401k plans, old ones that you may have sitting there, profit sharing or 403b or other defined contribution plans. That these are ones that you're not currently contributing into. So it'd be something that you left behind at an employer. If, in fact, as CJ mentioned, the age. So April 1st of the year following the calendar year in which you reach age 73. So if you're born between January 1st, 1951, as of today, through and including December 31st, 1959, the required minimum distributions apply to those different accounts that you may have where you're going to need to take a required minimum distribution from. Now, I mentioned it's April 1st of the following year. So what happens is the IRS is nice enough to let you wait that very first year where you're supposed to start taking your RMDs. They will let you defer it as long as you take it by April 1st of the following year. But here's the catch, is that then you have to be taking it for that following year as well. So if you want to defer it for income tax purposes, because this income will be taxable in the year you take it, suddenly you're going to end up with a double required RMD that second year, and so you have to understand the implications of that. So work with your financial planner to make sure if it makes sense to defer that first one's the only time you can defer it into that second year. Couple mentions of a Roth IRA. So Roth IRAs do not require withdrawals until after the death of the owner. So if you have our Roth IRAs, you're not required to take RMDs out of them. However, if the Roth IRA is an inherited one, again, this is not subject to the RMD requirement, but it allows beneficiaries to wait until the 10th year to liquidate the account tax-free if they choose to do so. But here's where some things got kind of little crazy last year when we talked about Secure 2.0. And so this is where it affected the lifetime RMDs for Roth designated accounts that are in an employer sponsored plan. So this is going to actually shift. Previously, we've talked many times in this show that if you had a Roth 401k at your employer, you were going to have to move it into a Roth IRA. And at this point, starting in after April 1st, 2024, that no longer will be the case. Now, employer plans have not ramped up quite yet to do this, but just understand that those lifetime RMDs for Roth contribution plans in your employer plan, that will cease to happen. So that's a really actually a positive.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com, and their telephone number 608-442-5637. Sorry to interrupt there, Malia. I know the second part was how much?
How much is a big question. So these are two changing parts of the equation every year. Obviously, your age changes. You get older by a year, obviously. And your year-end account balances change on your account, on your retirement account. So the equation is you really look at those pre-tax accounts. You take your December 31st prior year retirement balances. So this would again be on the old 401ks or the IRAs. And you divide this number by a life expectancy factor, and you do that by using what's called the uniform lifetime table. It's basically telling you how many more years till expected death. So this table outlines a percentage for calculating RMDs during an account owner's lifetime, and you can look at this table on irs.gov, the website, or you can actually type in investor.gov, and you'll find an automatic RMD calculator to do it for you. So an example would be a current table for 2023 shows that if you're turning 73 this year, you could take your account balances of those pre-tax accounts and either divide by your life expectancy, which would be 26.5, or multiply your account balance by approximately 3.8%. So let's say your account balance December 31st was $100,000, and at the end of 2022, then you would pay approximately or have to distribute out $3,773 and pay taxes on that amount for that calendar year. So one thing to note also is that the IRS actually updated that life expectancy table in 2022, and that hadn't been done for nearly two decades. So that updated table reflects the current mortality rates, and overall, it created a moderate reduction. Now, we did hear some people say, oh my gosh, they're not letting me take out as much. Well, actually, that's a good thing. You're being allowed to keep it in longer so it can grow longer tax deferred. But as CJ mentioned, you can always take out more. You just have to take the minimum. Another couple interesting notes, if you have a younger spouse, there is a joint life expectancy table that can be used. So essentially what happens is you're allowed to take out less if the sole beneficiary of your IRA for the entire year is your spouse who's more than 10 years younger than you. So that's actually a plus for many of our clients who have that situation, because they don't want to take out more knowing one person may be here longer in the future. And then finally, something that gets missed is people think that they always have to take their RMDs from pro rata from every single IRA they have. So the IRS does not care where you take them from. They just want to make sure the aggregate total is correct. So you could take it from one IRA that represents the amount required for all the individual ones. You can take it out of a single one. So those are all important notes to take note of today.
Really important stuff. And as we talked this morning, there's been a lot of information, a lot of great information, very useful information. Don't forget, if you missed any part of today's program, you want to listen back or listen back to a previous show, you can always head on over to klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Of course, from there, you can learn more about Kloss Financial, sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, as well as mentioned, subscribe to the podcast and listen back at klossfinancial.com. The telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, that number 608 442-5637. What happens if you forget? We'll get those details and we'll take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking RMDs this week with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. We'll tell you about some other cool things up on the website in just a moment. Don't forget also their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number, 608-442-5637. Also got the phone lines open this morning. If you've got questions for our retirement planning professionals, all you got to do is give us a call. We'll get you on the air. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. And Donna joins us. Donna, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Thank you. I get to be 73 and have to do my RMD, I plan on putting it directly into a charitable donation kind of status.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if, along with the age changes, has anything changed in that option for donating or using your money?
Oh, I love this question, Donna. So I'm going to kind of reiterate it to everybody in slightly different terms, just to make sure everybody who's listening is on the same page, and then I'll answer your question. So what Donna is asking about is a provision known as QCDs, Qualified Charitable Distributions, whereby you can take money from your pre-tax retirement account, give it directly to a charity, and not have it count towards your taxable income. This was actually something that I believe was first introduced somewhere back in maybe 2013, 2014, 2015, right around there. And then it was made permanent with passing of, I think it was the PATH Act in 2015. So anyways, now this qualified charitable distribution provision is a permanent part of tax law. So the way the QCD works is that as long as you are 70 and a half, a qualified charitable distribution can be made out of your pre-tax retirement account. Remember, I just said 70 and a half, even though the new RMD rules start at 73. Now, people will often say, okay, so at 70 and a half, I can do these charitable distributions if I want to, and that reduces my taxable income, but I'm not required to pull money out of my IRA yet. And that is correct. So where this really becomes a benefit, Donna, is when you're 73, let's say, and now you have these required monies that must come out, which of course would add to your taxable income. And you say, I don't need that money and I don't want that money. Well, then you can still send that to a charity. And here's the beauty of it. It satisfies your minimum distribution, but doesn't add to your taxable income, at least for the portion that you end up sending to the charity. Now, your question was, has anything changed with this from what it used to be? And the answer is generally no. When it was 70 and a half and QCDs were at 70 and a half, it was, you could do up to $100,000 a year. Then when it turned to 72, it was still $100,000 a year. And now at 73, it's still $100,000. So you can do up to $100,000 of QCDs in a year. Does that answer your question, Donna? Yeah, I know. Good point, Donna. So basically nothing has changed as it relates to the QCD portion of this. But as you can imagine, if it interacts with your RMD, the fact that your RMD age has changed has kind of in a backdoor way impacted your QCD. So I hope that answers your question.
All right. Thank you so much.
Great question, Donna. Thank you for the call. Don't forget, we do this each and every week with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Of course, you can always learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. I was going to say the million-dollar question. Maybe not. I don't think it's that. But what if you forget or neglect to actually take out your RMD for the year, CJ? What do folks need to know?
Well, this is another area that actually changed with the passing of the Secure Act 2.0 at the end of 2022. Now, for those who are going to go like Google Secure Act end of 2022, it was actually passed under another piece of legislation. And for whatever reason, I'm blanking on the name of it. But within that legislation was the Secure Act 2.0, as it's been dubbed. But before I even answer this question of how the penalties have changed on missed distributions, I do want to point something out to our listeners, actually a couple things. Number one, thank you to Donna and others who call in. We love getting questions. As a matter of fact, I have this little game that I play with people, which is try to stump me because it's, well, anyway, every once in a while I get stumped with a question, but not very often. Number two, we have this new feature on our website called Kloss Coffee Chats, or I think it's actually Coffee Chats with Kloss. But we have 16 different videos, like YouTube videos, between 4 and 7 minutes long that actually dig into a lot of these concepts we talk about on this radio show. So one is like understanding minimum distributions and qualified charitable distributions. Another one was digging into a bunch of the provisions of the Secure Act 2.0, and the list goes on in terms of the topics. But if you ever want like a kind of short topical video that just digs into one topic, either go to our podcast that Sean talks about all the time, or you can jump on the website, go to the multimedia section for the Kloss Coffee Chats, and you can watch those videos. Okay. With that being said, if you fail to take your minimum required distribution or required minimum distribution by the deadline, there again, it used to be a 50% penalty when you missed a distribution amount, but now it's a 25% penalty with the passing of the Secure Act 2.0 on any amount that is short of what you should have taken. So think of this as my minimum distribution at age 73 was $10,000. I only take out, I don't know, let's say $5,000. It used to be that of that $5,000 that you missed, your penalty would be $2,500, so 50% of that. But now the penalty is going to be 25% of that, so closer to $1,500 in that neighborhood for, well, whatever it would be, $1,300 for missing the minimum distribution amount. So that's good. And it even goes beyond that. With the passing of Secure Act 2.0, that 25% penalty can easily be dropped down to 10% if the RMD, so the missed RMD, is taken out within 2 years of when it was missed, which most people, it's kind of an oops, and they find out in January, February because their accountant tells them, and they go, oh my goodness, I didn't realize, let's correct that. Well, then it drops down to 10%. So listen, we think this is a huge win. We thought it was very severe, the penalties on missed minimum distribution, because most people who miss it just accidentally missed it. So now the fact that they are dropping that first tier down to a 25% penalty and then saying, hey, as long as you don't try to dupe us, we're going to bring it down to 10, we think this is a really smart additional provision. Now, some other things to know about RMDs is that you don't have to spend your RMD. So a lot of people go, oh, I don't want the money. Or like Donna called in, what do I do with it? Well, you can certainly give it to charities and then you meet your distribution amount and you're not adding to your taxable income. Other people say, well, I might need it in the future, but I don't need it now. What do I do? Well, that's fine. You just pull out the minimum distribution. You pay Uncle Sam his portion for the taxes, and then you reinvest the difference into an after-tax account or into your savings account. So don't think that minimum distributions require you to spend the money. The minimum distribution just requires you to add that amount to your taxable income, which increases your tax burden typically. So the second thing you should know is you can always take more than that required amount. We've talked about this a couple times already, but it's a minimum, not a maximum. Number three is you can elect to use some or all of your RMDs for qualified charitable distributions. Again, that's just what Donna was calling in about in terms of what if I don't want it? What are my options? Well, qualified charitable distributions are a great option. And as I mentioned, we have an entire 7-minute YouTube video on our website that talks about RMDs and QCDs. And then number four would be also, we get a lot of questions about, you know, are RMDs, or questions about people wondering if RMDs apply to people who have inherited IRAs. And the answer is yes, inherited IRAs are also normally subject to RMDs, but the question is how much you must take out every year and how these rules have changed. So we did an entire radio show on this previously, but I'll just give you the quick and dirty. It used to be that you could pull out your minimum, or you could stretch out the deferral of that account over the beneficiary's lifetime. Now the rule generally says that it has to come out within 10 years of the death of the grantor. So if I'm inheriting the account from my father, then it has to come out within 10 years. There is an exception if you're a spouse. So if you're a spouse, that whole 10-year rule doesn't apply and you don't have those minimum distributions typically. But this 10-year rule has created some anxiety for people because now they have to get it out within 10 years, and it's created some confusion because what if the person who died was already pulling out minimum distributions? So does that mean that when I inherited, I don't have to pull anything out for 10 years and then at the end I pull it all out? And the answer is the IRS wasn't real clear on that. They have provided some additional guidance, but now it looks like basically, yeah, if the grantor had met their required beginning date, just think of this as they were already pulling a minimum distribution, then when you receive those funds, you under most circumstances are going to need to continue some sort of required minimum distribution. And then at the end of the 10th year, it's got to all be out. So listen, I would just say to everybody, our financial team, who are a team of a bunch of CFPs, CFAs, tax experts, we've got a whole team of people looking at this. We have spent countless hours on making sure we understand all the provisions and technicalities. This is not something to try to do on your own. If you are inheriting money and you do not clearly understand your requirement for minimum distributions, please, please, please speak to a CPA, speak to your financial advisor, and make sure you get that clarity, because even amongst the IRS up until this year, there's been a lot of confusion.
Great information. And we talk about the team of experts at Kloss Financial, the team of folks that want to work with you, want to get to know you. They make it easy to do. You can set up an appointment right now, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It's not going to cost you a thing. It's complimentary to you. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Again, online, great website, great resource to learn more, and also sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Watch those videos and listen to the podcast there as well. Again, it's klossfinancial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. Hold on to that telephone number as well, because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first call with the correct answer to this week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Home Goods. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. As of 2023, you must begin taking RMDs from your retirement accounts if you turn what age? Is it 65 or age 73? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First caller with the correct answer win that $25 gift card to Home Goods. And again, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Telephone number 608-442-5637 and the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. CJ, Malia, it is always great chatting with you guys. Enjoy this fantastic day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care. News comes your way next right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.